This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Let's sign up for a subscription, not just for your local newspaper or for Netflix or for groceries, but for flowers. Today we'll meet an entrepreneurial Kansan who is growing beautiful flowers and then distributing them by subscription. It's today's Kansas Profile. Glennis Doan is the founder of this innovative business known as Prairie Field Flowers. Glennis and her husband Gary live west of Downs. Gary farms, and Glennis is a longtime volunteer in local schools. Glennis's mother came from the rural community of Alden, population 148 people. Now that's rural. Glennis attended Sterling College and then got a master's at K-State, where she met Gary. "My mom always had flowers," Glennis said. Gary's mom also had flowers. For years, the Doans sold their own sweet corn direct to consumers from the farmstead west of Down, so they were used to retail customers. "We enjoy working with the public," Glennis said. "We had a couple of acres unutilized," Glennis said. "One winter, I was looking through seed catalogs and thought, maybe I could plant flowers in there," she said. Glennis did research and reached out online to flower producers across the nation. "One of my online mentors is in Virginia Beach, Virginia," Glennis said. "She is so limited in the space in which she has to operate. Urban farmers told me that if they can get a quarter acre, they are ecstatic. I realized I have the land resource right here," she said. No one at the local farmers markets was vending flowers, so Glennis decided to try it. Then she came up with the innovative idea to sell subscriptions to those who want flowers regularly. She named her business Prairie Field Flowers. The growing process begins with seeds planted in tiny 3/4-inch soil blocks. "This is a very efficient use of space," Glennis said. "We can do this on a countertop in the basement." Once the seedlings sprout, they are transplanted into her flower field. "Gary's a big help on all this," she said. Glennis practices succession planting. Not succession planning, succession planting. She plans and plants different types and varieties of flowers to mature at different stages through the growing season. The flowers are marketed in two ways in addition to farmers' markets. One is individual bouquets arranged and delivered on demand, and the other is through the subscription service. "The subscription can be for the workplace or the home," Glennis said. "Subscribers will receive farm-fresh local flowers arranged in small or large bouquets, which can be delivered once or twice per month from April through September." "A business might subscribe because they always want fresh local flowers on the receptionist counter," Glennis said. "One subscriber regularly gets flowers for her desk at a bank in Beloit, for example." Many buyers are millennials. Their daughter Amy, a young professional who lives nearby, is case in point. "My generation is used to subscribing to things," Amy said. Glennis delivers the flowers and can exchange and recycle vases for the next delivery. "We provide whatever is in season or blooming," Glennis said. "That means she gets to plant lots of different flowers, such as sunflowers, zinnias, daffodils, cosmos, daisies, tulips, iris, peonies, and more. She also grows supplementary foliage, such as lemon and cinnamon basil, bells of Ireland, dianthus, sweet rocket, larkspur, ageratum, and others." Glennis has found that flowers bring joy to both the giver and the recipient. "That's the beauty of it," Glennis said. "I love delivering flowers and seeing people's eyes light up," she said. "You need beauty in your life. You need art in your life," she said. As one subscriber wrote, "The flowers are beautiful. I've had so much fun with this. Thanks for making my days brighter with beautiful flowers." For more information, see www.prairiefieldflowers.com. Let's sign up for a subscription, not just for newspapers, but for flowers. We commend Glennis and Gary Doan for making a difference with this innovative way to market flowers and beautify the world around them. I hope their business continues to blossom. There's more about Downs. We'll learn about that next week. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.